Hello, everybody. Saturday, November 26, 2022, our second heavy day of the week. And on a weekend, too, on a Saturday, so you can take your time. How great is that? Your friend and mine, snatching. Today, we have three 10-minute EMOMs. Okay, so there's going to be 30 minutes of lifting total. The first 10-minute EMOM, well, if you're unfamiliar with what an EMOM is, it stands for every minute on the minute, E-M-O-M, every minute on the minute. I know, the T is absent. Let's take the first 10-minute EMOM, okay? Every minute on the minute for 10 minutes of one power snatch. That means you do your warm-up, you build up your warm-up sets till you're ready for your working weight, you start the clock beeps, you do one power snatch. That's my power snatch hand signal. Isn't that great? One power snatch. And let's say that takes you 4 seconds. You drop the barbell. You rest the remaining 56 seconds in that minute. When the next minute ticks, you do one power snatch. It takes you 4 seconds. You rest the remaining 56 seconds. Now you've done 2 minutes out of the 10 minutes, because every minute on the minute for 10 minutes, you're going to do one power snatch. So you have a built-in cadence and a built-in rest. And that built-in rest is by design ample. So you do that for 10 minutes. Now the second 10-minute EMOM is one hang squat snatch. Maybe you use the same loading, maybe you switch loadings. Whatever is appropriately challenging for you, that's the right call. You don't have to stick with the same loading. You can if you want. There are no rules like that. So what I'm going to say is, when you finish that first 10-minute EMOM of the one power snatch, don't feel like you got to sprint, the clock has to keep running. Stop the clock. Who cares? Take the time you need to change loadings. Maybe do a couple hang squat snatches. Nice to feel the old below parallel. If you even need to hit a few to do a little small hang squat snatch warm-up, that's totally good to go. Then once you're ready, you do a second 10-minute EMOM. Every minute on the minute for 10 minutes, one hang squat snatch. You finish that, and then you play the same game with the final 10-minute EMOM of one full snatch, changing the load if you need, etc., etc. It's all good. And so we do 30-minute EMOMs every now and then, where you hold the same thing across all 30 minutes, like every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, one power snatch. So now we're getting in that same kind of overall volume of 30 singular lifts, but with three different lifts, so three different 10-minute EMOMs. Hope you enjoy it. Last time we did this was on November 19th, 2021. If you want to go back and check your loadings for that. If you haven't already, please watch the video entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and more. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. It's there in a video format, but if you prefer in an audio format, it's on iTunes and Spotify. You just search Linchpin Conversations number 113. And now let's look back today, dedicated heavy day, fast hip opening, Olympic lift. And if we look back, last heavy day we had, 5x5 back squat, all below parallel, just 5 times, slower lift, right? It's one of the power lifts, slow lift. Now we're doing Olympic lift, fast lift. We did Olympic lifting last week, but it was in workouts. We had the clean and jerk, and that was not at a heavy day. That was part of a mixed modality workout. We lifted heavy last week. It was with 5x3 deadlift, so slow lift as well. Heavy day previous to that, we had front squat, 7x1. So we've got an explosive hip opening previously, Olympic lifting, clean and jerks. We had the kettlebell snatch, was a beautiful hip opening there as well. Hang power cleans and push jerks during DT, things of that nature. Now we're going to just solely focus on a dedicated Olympic lifting heavy day. And it's a great day, regardless of the loading on the bar. These are challenging movements, right? So don't chase more loading than is appropriate for you, because what really drives the needle forward on your Olympic lifts is, yes, it's nice to have more contractile potential in your muscles and to strengthen your muscles. Absolutely. It's technique wins the day. Technique, technique, technique. So make that the focus today. And whatever is on the bar is secondary, and a far second at that. The wild card option is maybe you're not comfortable with the snatching, or you've just, you know, you're at some phase in your life that it doesn't treat your body well, all good. We've got you covered. For the wild card, first 10-minute EMOM is power clean and jerk. Second 10-minute EMOM, hang power clean and jerk. Third 10-minute EMOM, squat clean and jerk. Have a blast. Good to go. For the scaled option, first we made it a little bit, removed a little bit of the complexity, but it's still challenging. First 10-minute EMOM is the hang power snatch, so we remove the pull from the ground. Then we go to the power snatch for the second 10-minute EMOM, and then finally, instead of doing the full squat snatch, the final 10-minute EMOM is one power snatch plus an overhead squat. Now here's something as well. Let's say, because some people, for the scaled anyway, they're okay with a snatch grip and going overhead on like a hang power snatch or a power snatch, but now you talk about an overhead squat, and it doesn't go well. If that's the case, remember, never make a bad decision for your body. Everybody's a bit different. You're always authorized to make the right decision for you on your fitness journey. So maybe on that final 10-minute EMOM for the scaled option, instead of doing one power snatch plus one overhead squat, you do one power clean plus one front squat. It's fine. You're going to be fine. You get in a great movement, functional movement, explosive hip opening, moving a barbell, going below parallel. Life is good. Life is totally good. Get ego out of the way, embrace scaling, and have a long career in fitness. That's what we're going for. Your knees, your back, and your shoulders are mission critical to your happiness and a healthy life on earth. So let's do what's appropriate for them. And the limited equipment crew, three nice little deals right there with 3 minutes rest between each. It's going to be a spicy little meatball. I look forward to hearing I look forward to hearing everybody's thoughts on that. The only thing I'll say for the limited equipment option is for the final one, the 30 dumbbell squat snatches, I made a note there because that's a challenging movement with regards to flexibility. So it says if you do not have the flexibility for the dumbbell squat snatches, replace them with dumbbell thrusters. So the dumbbell squat snatch, if you can do it, that's done with a single dumbbell. If you're going to swap that out and do 30 dumbbell thrusters at the end, then you're doing the thrusters with a pair of dumbbells. Either way, you can't go wrong. It's going to be great. And that closes out the week. And I can't believe we're just about done with November. That's insane. Thank you, Lynchpin, truly. Thank you for being awesome. From the interaction I see online, just on our Instagram channel, to what occurs in the BTWB squad feature for Lynchpin, to what happens in our private Facebook group. I don't know how we got here. I'm not going to sit here and act like I had some amazing strategy to get here. We're going to put out the workouts that I know work. That's how this whole thing started. And somehow, the people that were attracted to that were amazing, supportive, positive, kind people from all over the world. What the Lynchpin community has turned into. The word community gets thrown around a lot. It's like a buzzword these days. It doesn't always apply. We actually really have an amazing community, and it doesn't go unnoticed. I notice it every day, and I appreciate it. I appreciate all of you, your effort. I'm right there with you, suffering through these workouts, getting my ego out of the way, scaling when I need to. And whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, or 60s, we're going to keep doing this for years, and we're going to have long, happy, healthy lives. So have a great weekend. Keep being awesome, and I'll see you on Monday.